Hello?
Hello, Miss Esther? Esther?
Yes.
Miss Esther, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Esther, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey about the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me 5 minutes? That's all I'm asking. 5 minutes.
What about the city of Phoenix that is hot? That's all I can survey you
okay.
And stuff is, price is up and gas is up and, it needs to get fixed.
Mrs. Stair, just allow me a couple minutes to talk. And if there's anything you don't want to answer, you don't have to, okay? First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I sure do.
Okay.
I've been living there half my life.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
It went off on the wrong track a long time ago with this, this air thing they got going on.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gillard River Indian Community. I'm going to refer to this area as Levine, okay? Now, first question is, bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bear with me. Was anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm Black American.
American. Okay. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
You know what? I haven't lived in Levine in about, I'll say about 9 years.
Okay.
So,
right
now they build it up over there, but shit, the prices of houses are just too high to get in.
So would you say the quality of life in Levine right now is good, just fair, or poor?
It's fair.
Fair, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. More good-paying jobs.
You need more good-paying jobs.
Okay, so from 1 to 5.
I rate that a 5.
Okay,
you need more good-paying jobs because you live in Levine.
Okay, what about more dining and entertainment options?
I rate that as, I'm going to say like a 2.
Okay.
What
about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Pretty much, yeah. We need more shops. We need more clothing shop, food stuff, all that stuff.
What number would you give it? What number would you give it?
I'll give it, that's poor because we don't have that much. We only barely have so much. They is trying to build a lot of little stuff, but just not enough.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I get that a 1 because you can't afford those houses over there.
What about better public transportation options?
Okay, you have I'm a bus driver, so you have the Southern needs to go farther than 51st.
Mm-hmm.
You do have the bus go down Baseline. You do have the bus that goes down 75th. Broadway needs a bus that goes into Broadway, but that's for you only go so far on Broadway, so
okay.
You need more buses to go down Broadway.
Okay.
So I rate that as a. I'm gonna rate that as a 3.
A 3. What about better street and road maintenance?
Huh?
Better street and road maintenance.
Yeah, you need better streets. Yes, you do. I rate that as that's 4.
4. What about more parks and recreational?
No, I rate that as 4. 4 is 1.
4? Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
a warrant, because if you need more of that, you don't have you only have one swimming pool thing that you can go to. You need more of that.
Okay. Moving forward so I can get you back to your day. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, a student, or a woman?
I'm employed, but I'm on medical leave.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I rate that
a
three.
Too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses?
Too few.
Okay.
Too
what about,
few.
Would you say that they are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
I rate that as too few.
Okay. Now, we're almost finishing now. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me whether you, yes or no, would like to see more of that business in Laveen. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
I would like to see Target over here. I would like to see Costco over here. I would like to see I would like to see a lot of stuff that the North Side got.
Okay.
You know,
what about doctor's offices and hospitals?
We don't have that much. Huh?
Okay. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yep. We need more of that.
What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
I'll go with restaurants. Restaurants with the bar in it, but not, you know, just restaurants.
Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
More grocery stores, yes. That's what I just said. We need more grocery stores.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
We need more of that, too.
Okay, moving forward now. In your own words, what type of stores and business would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
I would like to see an Albertson, an AJ. I would like to see more restaurants like the North Side have, more some Cajun food, a lot of stuff. You tell it's a lot of stuff.
I love Cajun
food. But they're trying to get it together, but they ain't got it together yet.
Okay. Now, moving
forward. I would like to see people can get into houses that they can afford.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm going to switch gears a bit here. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
Okay. What about how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing available?
They do have houses, but not affordable to people that's on a low, that's in a middle class of income or a low class income. Yeah, you can get those houses through your Section 8 if they give it to you, because they don't give people the good houses on Section 8. They give people the bad houses on Section 8. And that's not right, because all the people that don't work mess up the houses. So the ones that do work can't get the good houses.
Okay.
So
okay. Okay, now, Ms., still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses or attached homes?
I'd like to see more townhouses. Because we have regular houses. These over here is regular houses. I'd like to see more apartments, that you can get into over here. We only just built one apartment on Southern, but I'd like to see more down Laveen, because they don't have none. Those are nothing but houses.
Okay, what about single family detached homes?
Single family, they need more of them.
Detached homes. Okay. What about
multi-family
housing, like apartments or condominiums?
Condominiums.
What about housing options for seniors?
Oh, they definitely need more of that.
Okay, moving forward. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
How long have I been in Phoenix?
Yes.
I've been in Phoenix about 50 years now.
Okay, now, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Okay, moving forward. And I'm going to
buy my home.
Now, we're almost finished here. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or in favor of each one. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Say that again.
Okay. I'm going to read you I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or in favor of each one. Now, the first one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Are you in favor of that or oppose that?
I oppose that.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Do you oppose or are you in favor of that?
I oppose that.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I oppose that.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws?
Okay. One thing. Oppose means that you need more stuff.
Let me explain. Okay. Now, the terms that I'm reading you, you tell me if you would like to see, if you oppose for them to build more of that, or you are in favor of this, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to start again.
So I'm on the right track of oppose.
Okay. Yeah. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you oppose this or are you in favor of this?
I oppose that. They need to place more houses in parking lots.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
I oppose that.
What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Okay, I'm gonna say somewhat.
Okay.
Because I want apartments and I want some commercial stuff of more stores and stuff.
Okay. Now moving forward, so I can get back to you today. And changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes.
I oppose.
You oppose it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, finally, I'm just going to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year?
I'm ready to go in the house. I just got home from work.
2 minutes, that's all. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed high school, but I did go college for a couple of years.
What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100.
50 to 75,000, why?
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Esther.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Esther, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Them some long questions, but it needs to be changed.
Yes, okay. Thank you, and I appreciate it, okay?
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Bye.
Bye.